Everyone has a story to tell. What's yours? Welcome to the Around the World podcast. I'm your host, Dan Perry. Do you enjoy hearing tales of world adventure? Would you like travel advice from those who know the road well? Maybe you want to embark on a journey of your own, and you just need a bit of motivation to get started. You'll find all of that and more in the Around the World podcast. Hey everyone, Xiaoni and Arthur have just left the building. We just got done recording an amazing podcast. I was blown away by Xiaoni's stories. Arthur didn't do a whole lot of talking this time, and I think that's just because he was so mesmerized by Xiaoni as much as I was. She has some awesome stories to share this time, just like last time. Unfortunately, some of these stories are really bad, and it just kept going, getting worse and worse and worse. But there's some good lessons to be learned and some good happy endings here. And all in all, what a fantastic person. She just really blew my mind away with what she's done with her life. So let's listen to this episode. It's a little longer than normal. Sorry about that, but I think it's worthwhile keeping the original recording intact. Okay, here's Xiaoni and Arthur. Hey Xiaoni, so you were telling me about your childhood a little bit. Let's go into that. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Hubei, Xiangyang, and a very, very far and a little poor, very small countryside. You cannot find maybe in the Google that place.
Actually a small town.
Small town.
Now, a lot of the time I ask somebody from China, did you grow up in a small town or a big city? And they'll say, oh, I grew up in a very small town, only 1 million people. And is it that kind of small town?
No.
1 million?
No.
What, 100 won?
Yeah,
or is it?
I think maybe.
How big?
Yeah.
It was tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Shashi? Or?
Yeah, it seemed like the Shashi. I think it's like.
Oh, the village across from Shashi?
Yeah. Across
the
Black
Dead, okay.
That place.
So even smaller, maybe, maybe half the size.
Yesterday we
went to
the Thomason.
Yes.
I live
yes.
That, like that place.
Okay, that village probably has fewer than 1,000 people. Couple hundred probably, and that's the kind of village you grew up in.
Yeah.
Huh. What was life like?
It's very wild. It's very happy. It's very open.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the last time I just jealous. When I'm in the TV, I see the people, the city, the children. They are very happy and they have the good clothes and they can eat the KFC.
KFC, yes.
Yeah, in that hour, when I'm very young, until I'm in the primary school, I know KFC. I never know KFC. I never drink the hamburger, never eat
right.
it. Yeah, I don't know how in the world have the hamburger, something like this, bread or something.
Yeah, that's not really a Chinese food, is it?
Yeah. And the life is... but when I'm the child, I hate it. Why I'm leave that place, and I have a sister, and she's lucky, and
why is she lucky?
That time I think she's lucky. She like a princess.
Why was she lucky?
Yeah, because she can live in the city.
Oh, she didn't live in the same village.
Yeah, she from the big city, and the summer. Sometimes because her parents is busy, so in the summer vacation, she will come there with the grandparents. We are sisters, so she just live with me, and she takes many of the books, very fashion books, and the clothes, and have the dress, pink dress.
Yeah.
And so I only wear the clothes, the good clothes from her. She don't want the clothes, just give me.
She gave you her used clothes,
and
they were still really nice?
Still very nice. I'm going to go, and this is my clothes we are facing.
Wow. And
One thing, clarification. Often in China, people will talk about their sister when it's actually their cousin.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So this is not your actual sister.
Yeah.
That's your cousin.
Yeah.
In America,
yeah.
She'd be a cousin.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's confusing on multiple levels because in English we just have one word, cousin. And in Chinese you have different words for like your mother's brother's...
Mother's brother's daughter.
Yes. And there's a different word for your mother's sister's daughter, right?
Different.
And your father's brother's daughter.
Different.
And your father's sister's daughter. All different. So there's like eight different words
every
cousin.
Every different.
So Chinese has eight words for cousin, and we just have one.
Yeah.
Which is confusing in English, too. I mean, I remember a Spanish speaker that I met in Ecuador telling me, God, your language is so confusing. I have to say, I want to say girl cousin or boy cousin. And so in Spanish, has two words for cousin. But Chinese has eight.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Anyway, let's get back to your story. So you were growing up in this little village. Life is pretty boring for you. And I can relate. I grew up in a very small town as well. And at the time, I was bored out of my mind, honestly.
Yeah.
I always wanted to just be somewhere more exciting.
Yeah.
And you were the same?
But that time, because I know I'm not too much in another world. I think maybe our the village, this is all the world. I think that is, I only know it's my the sister, that city.
Okay.
But I never been there, and but now I'm thinking now I'm just go many places, and I'm very thanks for that time.
Okay.
Yeah, because my parents and they when I was very young, they just go a big city work. In very normal in China, the parents and have the baby, but they just leave the baby in the countryside with their parents to take care of us. Then they go to the big city, Guangzhou,
right.
Beijing, they just work in there.
Yeah, I've encountered this a lot
in
my time here, where the grandparents essentially raise the baby.
Yeah, I'm...
You were like that, your grandparents raised you?
Yeah. Oh. My grandparents raised me and my parents... You know, my father, my mother, they are in the Beijing, they are in the Guangzhou, they work in there. Every year, only that time, they only come back.
Only all for New Year? For
yeah,
Spring
all
Festival?
Year, I cannot see them.
Whoa, what was that like?
Yes.
You miss them?
Very miss.
Yeah.
Very,
yeah.
Very, very miss. But late time is okay, but long times, you just use it, you don't need them.
Yeah.
I feel it's okay, you back, it's okay, you don't back, because... they just go when I was 2 or 3.
Oh, when you were 2 or 3 years old, they started leaving?
Many. In our the country, many the children like me.
So it's totally normal to be raised by your grandparents?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I can't even imagine. That's something kids, I would think, need a lot more than anything is their parents. But it's... So in China, this is... not looked down upon? It's something that's totally acceptable in China?
Yes, and now is including now is also is normal because they cannot make the money in that small town.
It's all about economics.
Yeah,
I mean, there's downsides to living in these villages that I realize that I'm just here for about a month in a small village and it seems like paradise to me. It's just so wonderful here. But I can totally see if you have to do this backbreaking labor in a field all day, every day, that's rough work and for not much money. And I can totally see the appeal of going to a city. Even though to me now that I like Beijing a lot. I live there. I have a great life there. But I can, I also see the downsides of Beijing. It's just loud and crowded and polluted.
Yeah, the small countryside and small village and all the young people they want to go there, they don't want to stay in there. All these villages, the children and the older people they live in the children. The young people they just go to Beijing, go to Shanghai.
Nobody in between.
Yeah,
that's I have these thoughts too. I'm sure you do too, Arthur. Like that, in 10 or 20 years, everything's going to be so different in these villages. Like all. The people you see working in the fields, they're not 22 years old. They're like in their 50s or older. And that a lot of the kids, they're going to leave. And what's going to happen? These places are going to disappear. But then again, I fully understand. I think I would do the exact same thing in their situation. You more or less agree?
Well, sure. you know, the village we went to yesterday and talked to them, I asked her about that, and she said in 20 years it'll be pretty empty. You know, there won't be people to work in the fields, you know. And I think in China is, wherever possible, moving to a different model for farming, of larger farms with a lot of mechanization, whereas now it's real labor intensive, but they're not going to have the labor.
Right. So it'll be like what we have in the States eventually.
And areas like Guizhou, where I teach, it's more mountainous, and the farms are much smaller than here, the fields. And that doesn't even lend itself to mechanization, you know. So those farms are really marginal already. And in fact, a couple of years ago, when I was volunteering in the countryside in another part of Guizhou, and I was referring to the farmers as farmers, one of the local people corrected me and said, "No, well, we don't really call these people farmers. The farmers are in more prosperous areas of China. These are peasants."
Okay.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah, I hear that word getting thrown around. It's a pretty negative word in English.
In English, yeah. Probably not in Chinese, but it does indicate that you have a very marginal life, you know, that your farm is not getting rich farming, or just barely getting by.
Yeah, and again, some of us in the Western world would even be jealous of that. Like, oh, they're self-sustaining, and it's great, but it's also a really tough life, I'm sure.
It's a tough life, and I see this everywhere in this part of China. A lot of grandmothers out there doing heavy work on construction sites.
Sure.
Lots of women, small women with big baskets full of sand or bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just heavy, heavy work that women do in this country that you wouldn't see in America. And older women, too.
Yeah, you definitely see it. You see them all hunched over. Their back is all bent up.
Yeah, so you can romanticize about farming, but the reality of it here is that very few people who grow up on one of these farms want to do it. And the parents don't necessarily want them to either. The parents want them to get out and have a better life.
Right, and it's totally understandable. And I don't want to get all depressed here, because it's like this place is awesome to visit. And it is what it is, I guess. We'll just leave it there. Shani, so it sounds like you growing up, you really wanted to get out, which is normal.
Yeah.
So where did you go? Like, did you go off to school? Or you went with... To school in the same place as Arthur, right?
I live in the small villages before the 12.
Until you were 12?
Yeah,
lived in villages?
Yeah, I live in there. But even the very poor, very far, and my mother, father not in there, but I still can find many fun in the small place. Because in that place, you don't need to go to the training school, that is some mess. English is a training school, because like my sister, she have to learn in dancing, have to learn in the singing, she have to learn in the English, painting many in the summer, and her mother want her can be successful.
Yeah.
So all the summer, it's like now the city, the children is like this, they don't have the vacation, they have to go, when they have free time, they have to go learning this.
That's another thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm lucky, I'm just a because we don't have money.
Yeah.
My grandparents don't have money, and we also in that village, not like this dancing. No.
Okay.
We just wild. Play.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So nothing's expected of you because you're poor, and
so
then you're kind of free.
Yeah.
Huh.
And just very wild, like we just, we can play in the things with the nature, just like they go to the swimming pool, we go to the river. And get the fish and the crabs, something like this, you know, I live that place. If I want to go to school, I have to walk maybe more than 1 hour.
Walking an hour just to go to school?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's far.
Yeah, when I was very young, it's not 1 hour is okay. I can walk 1 hour; it's no problem. But when you was like this, very young, maybe it's 7, 8, you walk 1 hour. It's very big.
Sure. Yeah. Everything seems like a long distance at that.
Yeah,
at
every
that age.
Every day. So the summer is okay. You go the summer because the sun is very early.
Yeah, the days are long.
Earlier,
yeah.
So it's okay. In the winter, it's a big problem because the winter. If you go to school 7 o'clock, School, the school is 7 o'clock. You have to go there. So you have 1 hour, more than 1 hour in the road. So I have to get up maybe 5 o'clock in the winter, and I walk. It's dark. It's always dark. The road is always totally dark. We have to, in the, this village, we have some the 3 or 4 children, and we get together and have the candle.
Okay.
Yeah, because first we get candle, then the one family, they buy the flashlight.
Oh, flashlight.
Then first we get the candle and together. Because we all scary. We all very scary. Because children is very scary in the dark, but no way. So 3 or 4 together in the winter night.
Wow, with just one candle between you?
Yeah, more the big kids.
Oh, the big kids carry the candle?
Yeah, and we just together. Small kids together, we go to school.
It's so interesting because I never used candles as a child except for on a birthday cake. And, you know, we always had flashlights, and that kind of technology goes so far back. But it's like everything's advanced so fast in China that you're only 23, right?
Yeah.
And you're talking about 15 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, maybe 7, 8, 10, I remember. It's like that age,
Sure.
Yeah.
So let's say 15 years ago, the village kids were still walking to school in the dark carrying a candle. And that's really not all that long ago. It just blows my mind that I only see China as it is today. And it's a very modern country in so many ways.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's very fun. You can with your the friends together, like an adventure. Every morning have the adventure.
Huh.
We together and because it's very dark and the one place we have to move. They have many people died.
Oh, a cemetery.
Yeah.
Oh, you walk through a cemetery.
Yeah, they have to walk in there. Oh, so scary.
Yeah, that's totally scary. Yeah, as a kid especially? Oh, never.
Oh, yeah, in the night, it's very, very scary.
Oh, at night too.
Yeah. You know, the amazing thing is meeting a girl like Xiaoni or many of my students, they are totally modern girls.
Yeah.
And they look modern, they dress modern, they think modern, you know, but they have this traditional background. But you would never guess that you had a childhood like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when I'm talking to my friends in America about my Chinese experiences, I really want them to understand that these are not some third world people who are very, you know, simple or primitive. These are very modern people.
Oh, yeah.
Who just come from a very basic background that, mm-hmm. as you point out, has changed so fast in China.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of the nicest shopping malls I've ever seen are in Beijing. I'm not a mall kind of person, but it's unbelievably modern. There's like Ferraris, mm-hmm. there's Lamborghinis, all
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But then there's also this other side mm-hmm. of it, and it's just from you know, the early 21st century
mm-hmm.
that this kind of stuff was happening. So it's really interesting to meet you. Now that you are talking about your childhood, I'm kind of getting a better understanding of why you became the way you did as an adult, because you seem like really adventurous then and now, walking through graveyards at night when you're 8 years old, carrying a candle, and now you're roaming the earth. So we talked about that a little yesterday, but I think we should come back to that, because we only got like halfway through your story yesterday, which is when we recorded the first podcast. Now let's talk about the rest of your more recent trip when you were 22 or 23. So what did we talk? We talked about India.
Yeah.
Okay. So where did you go after India?
After India, I go Turkey.
Turkey. Okay.
Yeah. I go Turkey. One of the reasons many years ago, I see the, maybe it's TV or something that this Turkey have we in China we call the blue turkey. Oh, it's a very dream place. It's very good.
You call the country blue turkey?
Yeah.
Because there's the blue mosque.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the famous building.
Yes, yes, it's my dream. I want to go to that place.
Okay.
I thought it's very, very good. Everywhere is very good. It's my dream place. And so close. I have to go to that place. And also, in China, I have a TV show. TV show, many of the famous star and go to Turkey and travel in there. I watch the movie show. This seems very fun in the Turkey. So I think, oh, the Turkey should be like this. So I just buy a ticket. And also, another reason is Turkey, the air ticket is very cheap.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, from okay. India, flight to Turkey is very cheap. And okay. and you can get the visa from internet. From get an internet, so it's very easy.
Okay, so that's another big positive thing.
Yeah, yeah. So I just
I feel very lucky as an American because I can go to most of the world with only a few exceptions without a lot of hassle with getting visas. But people from a lot of countries, it's more difficult. So this is a big concern then. But yeah. Turkey's an easier one for you if you're Chinese.
Easy
to get to the visa.
Including India and Turkey, I have some friends, they also go, but I know some friends, but they just, like, they cannot go.
Oh, they weren't allowed into Turkey?
Yeah, because maybe I'm not lucky.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, some of my friends, they just, refuse.
It seems so random sometimes when people get denied. There does not always a rhyme or reason for it. But let's go on. How was Turkey? What did you think?
Oh, Turkey... Turkey is a place I love and I hate.
Love, hate? Yeah. What did you love?
I love is the Turkey. I see the view is very beautiful. It's very beautiful. And
from Istanbul or
Istanbul did you go? And Cappadocia. And from Istanbul I live in maybe it's about 1 week.
Okay.
1 week, then maybe 10 days, I go to Cappadocia. I live in long times and near Cappadocia someplace. And then I back to the Istanbul. And first, I just travel, be a tourist, and walk around in the Istanbul. And it's very nice. It's like I dream of the place I come.
Okay.
And I feel very exciting.
This is the place that you've always dreamed of, and it really looks like it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like this, and but the food, before I'm not a good Turkey, the Turkey is the barbecue.
Yeah.
Barbecue, okay. the different barbecues, many different barbecue, and I live in the hotel, and I find the food, the local food.
Very good food?
How to say? For me, I think it's so-so.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's okay because if you eat too much, you will have fire. Too much fire.
Too much? Oh, this is a Chinese medicine thing?
Yeah,
too much fire?
Yeah, too much fire because you eat too much the barbecue.
A yin-yang thing? Yin-yang?
Yes.
I don't fully understand this, but maybe I can look up an article and link to it so people can read about this. Because I hear people talk about this. Fire, too much fire,
yeah.
But they don't mean spicy. It's maybe you can explain a little bit.
Yeah, too much fire is like you in your lip have some
sores.
Yeah, yeah,
it hurts.
Yeah, hurt. It's very hurt.
Oh, maybe you do mean
because
spicy.
Like you just eat some of the food is too the made oil. Or always the meat, like the too much spicy or something like this.
Okay.
We call this fire.
Yeah.
Fire. 上火.
Okay.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay.
And because this everywhere is the barbecue. Everywhere is barbecue. Oh, every day is a barbecue.
Sounds great to me.
Yeah, yeah. But for me, I think one day, two days, three days, okay.
Sure.
But 1 week is barbecue. Yeah. That's have a problem.
Too much, huh?
Yeah, that's too much. And so I just try to find the China restaurant. You can imagine, so expensive.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I like this rice. This like this bowl small rice. This is 13 yuan.
13, just for rice?
Yeah, just for rice.
Ah, can get a full meal for that here.
Yeah, it's very expensive. And people, we live in the hotel. And the hotel, the people is very nice,
yeah,
and very good, and I just come there and I told the boss, say, oh, I will go Cappadocia. Can I put my bag in your hotel?
Yeah.
The boss say, oh, that's okay. You can put it in there. When you're back, you can get it. I say, it's free. But yeah, of course it's free. So I put my bag in there. Then I go Cappadocia. I stay in the Cappadocia. and there, and it's snow, it's very beautiful, snowing.
It was snowing?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen pictures of Cappadocia, and it looks like one of the most amazing places in the world from the photos. So you really enjoyed it?
Yeah, enjoying, and I got the ATV, and they're very nice, and it's a very small place.
Okay.
Very small place, very good, and I live in the cave hotel.
Oh yeah, they have those caves, right?
Yeah.
The ancient people lived in.
They live in the stone, the cave.
And you still can do that now?
Yeah.
Live in the hotels? In the caves?
Yeah, cave hotel is very nice, very
cool.
Great, yeah, and and it's warm. Even the winter have snow, the snow is very big snowing.
Yeah, you're putting your hands apart about 8 inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I live in the Cappadocia maybe. And then in the Cappadocia, I meet a Chinese woman.
Okay.
And that seems good. You can meet a China friend, it's good. So I also think it's good. Then I meet her, and she just married with a Turkish guy, and she just have a little girl.
Okay.
Maybe 1 year. I think not enough 1 year. I think just hold the baby.
Not even 1 year old.
Yeah, not even
yeah.
1 year.
Okay.
And I meet her, and I tell her I'm just come there, travel, and also I want to do some of the selling something, do some business, because in Turkey have many things very special, like the dish, the painting,
okay.
the dish.
The paint, a painting of a dish?
Yeah. Handmade.
The ceramic bowls and things that are decorated.
Oh,
yeah.
Painted dishes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I imagine carpets when I think of Turkey too.
Mm. Yeah.
It's Turkish carpets.
Yeah, and some of the food, like the peanut, some that's special in Turkey, very delicious.
Mm.
So I want to send this to China, sending the WeChat.
Right.
And many people buy. I'm very happy. The first day, and I ask that the woman, because the woman living in Cappadocia long times, so ask where can buy something, or the post, how to ship to China, something like this.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that woman looks very kind and nice, and take me to some place. Say I have friends and can do something. You can go with us. So I just go with her, and I unfortunately lose many money.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, because she looks very nice, but actually she want to. I don't know how to see her. She just every day she don't have work. Her husband don't have work.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have work. No money. They don't know money. But I don't know why. They look very
respectable and normal.
They looked well off. Yeah.
Yeah, and every day we together. From I meet her that day until I leave her, all the meal we together meal is I pay the money.
Oh.
The whole family want I pay the money.
Oh.
And sometimes they just order many things and they take to the home eat.
Oh, and you're paying for all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because I just very thankful for her take me to find that stuff. So I think it's okay. I pay the deal and the meal is okay because they help me.
Sure.
So I think it's natural. And another day.
Yeah, eventually that's too much.
Yeah, this is okay, just for food. Okay, I eat food, your family eat food. It's okay. Another thing is making me very unhappy.
Yeah.
That is, she take me to that place, they're selling me a very high price. And because she want to take money from this, she not want to help me, she just want from me make her the money.
So she's getting some money from the guy who's selling stuff. She's getting her cut. And then you don't know this because you're not from there. And,
including, and she told me that I should use a PTT. PTT is a Turkey the ship. Turkey post
oh,
office.
The post office. Okay.
Yeah, I want to tell the PTT everyone. The PTT is very, 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 very bad. The PTT.
The, The Turkish post office is bad?
Very bad.
What do they do?
Very, very bad. And I go the... I think because the PTT is like the nation, the government, it should be... I think maybe it's good.
Yeah, if you can't trust them, then who can you trust?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I thought like China Post, you can trust them. It's national.
Sure.
So not like a person. So I just put my stuff, the DC, the ball, and the PTT. Okay. And I ask them how many day to China. They tell me they have the slowly and quickly. And slowly cheap, quickly is expensive. I want my customer get the stuff quickly. So I say, okay, I can pay you more money. Just please give me quickly. So I how many days quickly? They say, about 10 days. Oh, 10 days, okay.
Yeah,
it's nice, 10 days. I tell them, 10 days is airplane. They say, yes, yeah, airplane. I say, not the boat. You know, have the boat, boat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not the boat, it's airplane. So I trust them.
Sure.
Yeah, I trust them because this is national. This is a PTT, it's national.
Of course, you ought to trust them.
Yeah.
Every country should have a post office you can trust.
Yeah. So I just pay a lot of money, about maybe 3,000 yuan for ship.
For shipping?
Yes, 3,000 yuan.
That's almost $500.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
For a box.
Or a
few boxes.
The few box and for the dish.
Oh, man.
And they tell me it's 10 days. And then after half month, I still cannot get the dish. I ask them why. And they tell me, I told you the 10 days, it's not to China 10 days. Because I ask them, fly to China 10 days, yes. But they tell me, I tell you the 10 days is when we get this stuff and we send the time is 10 days.
Uh-huh.
It's not from the Turkey to China 10 days.
Oh, man. So they're kind of just changing moving the goalposts, basically, as
yeah,
we say.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Until now.
Yeah.
I just know this about 2 months. Now, I still not find
it. It hasn't come? Still?
No.
Oh, no. All right. Nobody used the Turkish post office. This podcast, all we're going to do from now on is blackball
and
governments and companies.
Yeah. So.
That's just not acceptable.
And I get the two boxes, and another box is disappear.
Two made it,
two made it, and but just one after 1 month, I get the two boxes, and it's broken. All the things broken. All
awful.
The dish, you know, the dish, the bowl.
Yeah.
And I'm in Egypt, and my mom go to post office get all the dish and all is broken. All everything is broken.
Mm-hmm.
They just it's through it because I use this very careful many
bubble wrap.
Yeah, if you just like this is okay. It's like somebody is through, like
sure,
like this.
Yeah,
and because it's after 1 month, so.
God, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, until now have some boxes disappear. And the office say, it's not our business.
Wow.
I ask them PTT. They say, this in China, this China problem is not our problem. And in China, the office, they say, this Turkey problem is come there. It's like this. So they just.
Yeah, it sounds like you almost have to just forget that one. Write it off
at
this
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've traveled a lot and sent things home as I've gone, like in South America especially. Only once did anything of mine get stolen or a box opened or anything, and that was from French Guiana, which is the richest country in South America. It's part of France. From Bolivia, the poorest country, I sent several boxes home, no problem. And it's a landlocked country. I don't even know how they do it. And it was really cheap. But, you know, it's one of those unfortunate things. Post offices are not always identical worldwide. And how do you know who to trust, because you're just a tourist. So, yeah, it's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and but it's a good experience about it.
Yeah, you live and learn, right?
It's
every negative thing kind of gets put into your brain, and like you realize like you're still okay, you're still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
You lost some money,
yeah,
but you can always make more money back. And it hardens you, like we were talking about yesterday. Like it makes you a tougher person when bad things happen.
Yeah, yeah, and Another thing is that China the woman, mm-hmm. China woman, the last, the two things make me, you can imagine they do the thing. And because I have stomach in the problem in the Turkey is very, very.
Oh, you're sick?
Yeah, sick. So they say, oh, they have a hospital. You, I ask them, they have a hospital? They say, oh, they have a hospital. So they take me to a hospital. This hospital looks very big. I think maybe that's more problem, but I actually have problem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just to check the stomach, I pay 5,000 yuan.
What? To look at your stomach?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you do it?
When I finished, I know.
Oh, you were already done and they gave you the bill?
Yeah, already done. They just bill. Many bill.
Huh.
I don't know because, you know, even I don't think in the old world you just check a stomach is 5,000 yuan. Because in China, usually it's not 1,000 yuan you can... In a good the hospital, 5,000 yuan is too much. I don't ask because I think it's very the normal, very the looks very good at the hospital.
For sure. I mean, my wife Katie had her Achilles tendon surgery repaired, a pretty big surgery, in a Chinese hospital, international hospital, really good, and 4 nights in the hospital, and it was 7,000 yuan. and just to look at your stomach, they charge 5,000. That sounds insane.
Yeah.
So it sounds like Turkey is one of those countries you're constantly having to ask how much is this going to cost before you do anything, huh?
Yes, you should.
That's too bad.
Ask this. I mistake. I'm not asking the price first because I think in the hospital because I'm usually in China, we just go to hospital, not ask the price first.
Right, you wouldn't think to do that.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah.
Did you talk them down at all?
Yeah, well, I told them, and because I'm too young. Yeah, that's why I'm too young. That's,
you're so young that your legs are strong. You could have just run.
Yeah, I mean, too young is because I had not too much experience.
Yeah,
I meet the woman and the wife, the husband, they can just be people like this. And they take me to the hospital. The finally, when I leave, I know they get the money from the hospital.
Oh, the hospital's giving them a cut
too? The doctor
too?
Holy shit.
It's one thing when you buy a plate from a guy and there's a middleman and he gets a cut, but a hospital?
Yes.
Oh man.
Yes. That's I'm too young. I'm not experienced.
I would never have expected that either.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, who knows? Somebody can take me to the hospital. I'm stomach very, very serious. Cannot move. So they take me to the hospital. So I just do the check first, the medicine and something like this.
Okay.
And I tell them it's too expensive. I don't have that money. And the woman tell me, oh, you can bargain with them.
Oh, and she's telling you that now. And,
yeah.
And she's getting part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that is maybe the second time tell me that you can bargain with them.
Yeah.
The final, I know. If she say you can bargain with them, that means she can get the money from them.
Yeah, right.
They say you can bargain with the doctor, with the hospital.
God, if anyone listening goes to Cappadocia and meets a Chinese woman with a Turkish husband and a young child, stay away. Don't walk. Run.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Wow, I'm sorry you had so many bad experiences.
Yeah, and he said you can, and he just feels very care me, saying, oh, he just helped me bargain.
Oh yeah,
every bargain. Then they say, oh, you can buy. You pay some money to some company, and when you have problem, go to hospital.
Insure.
He say you can buy the insure.
Oh, afterwards.
They say you can buy the insure. Then maybe the hospital can change the date. You can buy it now, and the hospital can. I believe. I believe it because. I'm stupid. I don't know. Maybe I just.
You are not stupid.
I try to find the way can just survive this problem.
Sure.
So I pay the money by the insurer in the
you
internet.
Bought the insurance.
In the internet. He just tell me which one I can buy. I think she have experience about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because she know where you buy, when what's Because I'm not
a regular scam.
I'm not the first one. She just lied to that hospital.
Yeah.
I believe I'm not the first one, people.
Wow.
So, and she, okay, so I just buy it. Because I'm trust, I think that she
sure.
just helped me, trust help me.
I mean, you're a foreigner, you're young, you're sick, like you're really vulnerable at that point. And that's when usually, from my experience, people come to help you even more than normal. And so for someone to do that kind of thing to you, it really makes my blood boil. That's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
so I lied.
So did the insurance thing work, or was that just extra money you paid?
And then I buy it, and the hospital say you have to pay the money. Then I will change your date.
And they still wanted the same money?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I pay the money. Then I get the paper, change another date. Then when I back to China and I find the company, they say no, it's no use because you are already in abroad. If you are in China, you buy it's okay. But you are in broad, you buy that is no use.
Oh, I see.
So she just lied to me.
Yeah,
she know.
Yeah.
I think she's very know. she know about this because she said, oh, I have lots of time. I have friends. It's like that. Use that way and use. But now I went back. I asked them. No.
Man, we should almost like find out who this is and have a public shaming campaign or something.
Yeah. Well, I think Dan had the right solution. If your stomach isn't bothering you too much, you should have just run.
Yeah, you just run away. Yeah.
You can run fast.
What are they going to do? Throw you in jail? Charge you 1,000 kwai? It would have cost 5,000.
Yeah. And this is the thing. Another thing about him.
More?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So that place, I love this place, I hate this place, that's why.
Well, I can see the love-hate now, especially the hate.
Another thing is,
okay.
Someday, I know I just in the hotel, and she just called me, hey, guys, and we will go another place, do you want to go with us? We share the bus, they just rent the car.
Oh, like a shared taxi kind of
thing? Yeah, we can go another place and have a skiing.
Skiing. Snow skiing.
Yeah, yeah, because they have snow skiing. So I'm very excited.
Oh, you said there was snow on the ground. I forgot.
Yeah, I was thinking, oh, maybe I can. So I trust on them again because the hospital, I'm just believe them. No, finally, I know. So that time I still trust them. So I just go with them.
Oh, I see. You hadn't completely lost your faith in them yet because you had the insurance and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
So
thought that would work.
Yeah, I go with them.
Okay.
Then we long trip and go there. So another city. We go another city and still I pay the money for the meal.
Mm.
Yeah. And find the hotel. And another day the morning, I say, oh, let's go to skiing.
Yeah.
It's not skiing. They say, oh, we go find the dog first.
Dog?
Yeah.
For what?
Because
for...
in the dog, the turkey have a very famous dog. Kango. The dog is very famous dog. Because she have some of the friends want to buy the dog. So she just go there, find the dog.
It's a breed of dog?
Must be.
A famous type of dog?
Yeah, famous dog. And she want to make money. And she goes that city, she have to pay the money. So she want to find the people with her share the money.
Oh, okay.
So she not want to take me to the skiing.
Oh, so they wouldn't even take you anymore?
Yeah, she just took me to see the dog.
Oh, no.
Then she back.
Changing plans.
Then they back. I said, how about the skiing? No, this is not fun.
What? Oh, my God.
It's like this.
It just keeps going, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, this sounds like the perfect couple, too. Like, they were both involved, right?
The other couple.
Or was it just the lady?
Her husband is very weird. I think
I bet.
Drug, something, I think.
Yeah, he fell for this lady.
Because they argue every day.
Oh,
they argue every day. He argue with that the woman every day.
Okay.
And that woman is like this. I think they are... I don't know how to judge them, but I don't like...
You don't want to judge them.
I will.
I think you have every right to judge them. Wow.
They are very... You know, her husband is very... It's very very bad, and her also is very bad. The two also is very bad, and the child is very poor, you know, the child.
Yeah, I feel bad for the kid.
Yeah,
for
the,
sure.
When the night, in the, you know, in the night, we are very cold and we go someplace to see a dog. That's a very cold place. They take the baby, just hold the baby, go there, they hold the baby. We just choose something, buy something, because maybe 12 o'clock at night, still hold the baby. Just, the baby had small clothes.
Oh, so it was really cold and she just wouldn't let it go because...
Yeah, the baby
not,
every
not
day,
well-clothed.
Every day is very, as if it's crying. And
wow.
So no one just ignore a baby.
Yeah.
They just don't care. It's okay, just...
Yeah,
it's like this. And
Let me just tell you one little thing. A lot of people at home ask me, like, well, what's it like traveling to a certain spot? And what are people like? And almost everywhere I go, the vast majority of people are nice and they're genuine. And they might not, like, do really good things for me, but they're not bad people. Almost everyone in the world. Sometimes I'll meet people who are bad, though. Maybe not as bad as these people, because these people are awful. But I've met some people who have wanted to steal from me and scam me and things here and there. And if I allow my brain will only focus on those negative ones, even if it's just like 1% of people I meet are bad, that's the one I'm going to remember all the time. And I'll forget the 99, unless if I like almost force myself to focus on the good ones. So hopefully you've had similar experiences where you've had a lot of good things and not too many bad ones, even though this sounds like you've had a lifetime of bad experiences just from this one lady, really.
Yeah, because that woman is Chinese.
Because she's Chinese.
Chinese, and I meet many of the Chinese people in abroad, and they are also very nice. They take the...
Okay.
They also come from China.
It's not all Chinese people. It's not because she's Chinese. It's because she's a bad person. Let's put it like that.
And... then the dog. So we see the dog. And I see a dog, many, many dog. And you know, we just see a dog, and then back, and I just not go with them because I see on the sky.
At that point, you were done, huh?
I am done. From that time, I totally.
Yeah.
Know them.
Now, did you yell at them or anything, or did you just say?
No, I just say, you go.
Okay.
And they want I pay them the...
Oh, they want you to pay the ride back?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
They don't have money.
Well, time to start begging at that point. You treat me like that, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
Did you use any, like, cool words in Chinese? Like, you just lost face or anything like that? Like, the really offensive things that you can say?
From there, I just say stop. You can go by yourself. I don't want to go with yourself like this. And because his husband is very dangerous. His husband.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe because he asked husband, oh, how about the Thailand? Thailand, the gun or something. He said he wants to send the gun to China, something like this.
Oh, and guns are not allowed in China.
So when
that's,
I know
that
is
for
that's,
sure illegal.
So
yeah.
I'm not that. See, I very, very just want to keep away from
stay
because
away.
They are not the money. If I continue with them, it's not money. Lose money. So I think I will lose my life.
Yeah, that's more important. Your life.
Yeah. So I just.
Yeah, you're such a nice person. It's so sad to hear this, but I think you've built up a lot of. Is it building up karma? Is that how you do it? Well, you've had so many bad things. Things have to even out at some point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but lucky thing is I lost the money. It's not my another thing. Money I can make again.
Exactly.
I'm young. I can make money again, but.
Yeah, you're still.
Yeah, I.
You were physically not.
Yeah.
Not hurt other than your stomach, but that was separate.
But they teach me. Don't be that person.
It's a valuable lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you leave Turkey at that point, or did
then,
you stay?
Then I'm there, and I run some day, a few day, and I back to my visa almost.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just back to Istanbul.
Yep.
Remember, I have a bag.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You started the story by saying you left your bag
and
there.
Another problem
happened. Oh, no. Oh, just keeps going. Okay, what happened with your bag?
One bag at that hotel, because the firstly...
Yeah.
Firstly, and I told the boss I will come maybe it's 1 week or 10 days, but actually I come 20 days. So that had a problem. The boss said, you live more than 10 days, so you have to pay me 2,000 RMB.
2,000?
Only bag.
And for those who don't know Chinese money, that's like $300 or a little more.
Yeah.
For a bag.
Yeah.
And everything in your bag is worth $50.
Everything in my bag is just clothes. I can throw it. I don't know. But 2,000 RMB. He just wanted that. I remember the boss, so be careful of Turkey, the people. Okay. They are really, really,
well,
really.
Thanks for the warning. I mean, I haven't been to Turkey, and it's somewhere I've wanted to go, but, you know, I'm going to have to be really on high alert the whole time.
Yeah, and they tell me I have to pay 2,000 RMB. Then they give me my bag.
You paid it?
No, I think it's too much.
Of course it's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. And I just talk with them. And from that couple, so I don't trust any of the Turkey people.
Yeah.
I'm hate them. I won't leave that country. Mm-hmm. And so I just use a video. And she just told me everything. I just video.
Oh, you taped it all. Okay.
Yeah, I taped them because I want to go to police station.
Uh-oh.
Because this is... No, this is
it's not okay.
Yeah. So I just not very hide. I just lose this. The boss know I just take the video.
Okay, they saw you, yeah.
Because as one, I want to know, I just take a video to you. So you should be careful. I think I'm really, why I'm staying there, because what would happen. And then I tell them, I'm just a child, I'm no work, I'm really don't have that money, only pay my bag.
Mm-hmm.
And something like I'm feel sorry and put in something. I'll say, maybe how about one day, maybe it's 10 yuan.
Okay.
And 200 yuan, China money.
Yeah.
I think...
So you got 90% off, okay.
Yeah, I should pay some money for them because I also feel sorry I put the bag in there.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so I just 200 is enough.
That's more than enough, yeah.
Yeah. But for that time, I think enough, and because you want 2,000.
Yeah.
So he just bargained with me.
Mm-hmm.
1,500, blah, 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 like this, and we just argue or something, and he's very unhappy, but I just sit down because he have some customer come in, and another people just watch us argue about this thing. And finally, I say, if you do this, I will go find the embassy.
Okay, yeah.
Embassy, or I find the police or something, and finally, she said, okay, 200.
Okay, so she took it eventually.
Yeah, but he's very, you know, threw my bag in the street.
Oh, God. Was there a plate in it or anything?
Yeah, just threw my bag.
No like dishes. This. Wow. Well, one thing that's awesome about the age of the internet is that most people look for hostels and stuff online.
Yeah.
And you can shame them. Did you write a bad review? I mean, you can always do this.
Yeah.
If people treat you bad.
Yeah, and but I find that hotel is I work. I find the first hotel, in the Trip Advisor.
TripAdvisor?
But it's full, so the boss suggested me to live in there.
So maybe this one's not even online. That's too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be you get screwed over at a hostel and you're just nothing you can do about it, but nowadays you can almost shut the place down. If they treat people like that, they're going to get bad reviews.
Yeah.
And no one comes anymore. Of course, the downside of that is that the hostel can just change their name and start all over again real easily with zero reviews.
Then I just get my bag and find another place to live, and then I just consider what I'm going. Then I because many of the country Because when I leave to China, I'm not get the visa, just get the Nepal visa.
Sure.
So some most of country, I'm not get a visa.
So you're a little limited in where you can go because you don't have the proper visas.
Yeah. Then I choose Lebanon.
Oh, Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Ah, okay.
Because it's very close. And some people, I want to tell something. I just read the China, the website about tourists. Many tourists been to Lebanon. They will write something. Tell Lebanon food, tell Lebanon hotel, tell Lebanon something. So I just read the China people read. Because English is English website is English, so I read China.
Oh, you read a Chinese website about Lebanon in general or a specific place?
About Lebanon, the tourist, the trip.
Okay.
And because little people, China people go to Lebanon. So
yeah, not many. Yep.
Not many, so I just feel. And I read somebody just write Lebanon. Lebanon is very good. People is very friendly. This is small Paris. They call it the Paris. Little Paris. Oh, good. Little Paris, nice fashion or something.
I'm surprised they didn't say Little Shanghai or something.
Little Paris.
They've probably never been to Paris. All right, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm imagining, Little Paris. I cannot go to Paris. Okay, let's go to Little Paris. I go. And he just write, Lebanon is very cheap. He used $10 in the Lebanon 5 days. Maybe 1 week.
$10 for $10. All right.
Yeah, 1 week, yes. $10. I thought, wow, it's so cheap. And actually, the Lebanon to the Chinese money is one Chinese money, 1,600 Lebanese baht.
Okay.
So I think, it's bigger. Maybe it's very cheap. It's good.
Yeah, I've been fooled into that too, thinking that a big number is good.
Yeah.
Go on.
So I choose to go Lebanon. Then when I'm in the Lebanon, the airport is very small and get the visa. I get Lebanese the free visa for Chinese people.
Okay.
So I get a visa 1 month and go out. And I'm in the when I'm in the airport, I'm very thirsty, so I want to buy water. I know the airport stuff is very expensive, but I think Lebanon is very cheap. Maybe just buy water, 1 yuan is okay.
Yeah.
Actually, in the near, the one bottle of water, $3.
$3.
Yeah. Only the water.
Shit, I don't think it's that much in American airports.
$3 the one water. So I'm not buying. So I think too expensive. I knew the website say $10 can use
for
1 week.
Maybe they just drank 3 bottles of water and didn't eat anything for a week.
So I just don't believe. I said, or maybe it's wrong. Maybe that's in the airport.
Yes.
So that's why I just tell myself.
Okay.
That's in the airport. It's okay. No problem. If I go outside, that's okay.
Way to stay positive.
Yeah. So I just find the. I go out to the airport, Lebanon airport, and I want to find the bus. But actually, there are no bus to the downtown. Because Lebanon is a very, very small place. From airport to the downtown, maybe 20 minutes. So I get a taxi. I think, it's okay, 20 minutes, I'll get a taxi.
Yeah.
And 20 minutes, they tell me $40.
$40, wow.
$40, you tell me $40. Because I still the Google map, very close downtown. Yeah.
Did he tell you this beforehand, or before you got in the taxi? He told you $40?
Yeah, they told me it's $40. I'm surprised. I said, no. I'm very angry. I think they just lied to me because I thought Lebanon is very cheap. $10, you can use it one week.
Maybe that review was written in like 1895 or something. I mean, a newspaper was a nickel.
So I think this is fake. This is not really like by the water. It's not really. If I go outside, it's better.
Yeah.
They are just lying to me. So I just tell myself like this.
Uh-huh.
Then I choose another taxi. Another taxi is $20. All the taxi $20.
Okay, well, it's better. Better than 40.
Yeah, it's better, but I still think it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think should be very cheap like this place. So yeah. I just maybe in the airport it's expensive. So I just walk out to the airport.
Okay.
They have the highway. So I just stand in the highway waiting the taxi. All the taxi, $30, $20, $25. Then I don't believe. I think that it's wrong. They just want to lie to me. They want to make my money.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them want to make my money.
At some point, you have to accept reality, you know.
Finally, I just get a bus. It's very cheap, $10.
$10 for a bus?
No, $10 for a taxi. Very broken the taxi. It's older than me, just driving a taxi. Oh. So, it's a blah, blah, blah. If the taxi, it's not taxi, the car. He's a woman car.
Mm. Oh, so, what we would call a black market taxi.
Yeah. So I just take this to the downtown, $10, 20 minutes.
Okay, so he stuck to his word, only $10.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm in the downtown, I'm just, oh my God, this is Lebanon, many the super the car.
Nice
very
cars.
Luxe electric car.
Yeah.
Very the many the cars. I thought maybe it's like the India or something
right,
like that.
Right.
But I'm wrong.
So much more developed than you thought.
Yeah. It's very the many the expensive car in there at all. So maybe it's expensive. So I'm a little hungry. So I just because I'm not finding the hotel yet in the internet. So I want to find it there because I think it's one yuan is 1,600 Lebanese baht.
Uh-huh.
So I think maybe it's everywhere have the hotel.
Yeah.
I find a 5-star hotel, maybe it's very cheap.
Yeah.
It's my imagine.
You okay?
Then I think maybe I can go live and find the log. I just walk around and find the hotel. So I just walk around many the very expensive. The car.
The cars are, yeah.
Yeah, and I find the... I go to the restaurant. You know, that time I'm in Turkey and the clothes is very, you know, very not very clean.
So you're starting to look like a backpacker.
The hair is like this.
Yeah.
And not the wash face because I'm from the airplane.
Right.
It's very, the bag is very dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So I just walk out restaurant and one push the everyone just like me, just like the animal.
Everyone's heads turned.
I think, where you come from?
Yeah.
Because this restaurant looks very luxurious. I just find a normal restaurant. It's very luxurious and the people, they look very rich. They just drink the wine or something like that, you know.
Huh.
Yeah, I feel they're very embarrassed. So I just leave.
Yeah,
I just visit and leave.
Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't even bother asking for a menu.
Yeah. The eyes. I can't forget the eyes. They look at me, the eyes.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but we've all been there. Us backpackers, anyway. Yeah.
Then I just beg. I just continue, find the looks very, maybe I find a cheap restaurant.
Okay.
I find a quick restaurant. You know, quick restaurant, maybe it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I go to a quick restaurant and I buy the cola. One cola is 20. 20 the renminbi.
20 renminbi, so like $3 or more.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small box cola.
Little bottle, yeah.
Yeah, and just one cola because it's too expensive, the hamburger.
Uh-huh.
I think one hamburger maybe is 100 of the China money.
Wow, that's like the most expensive restaurant in Shashi, probably.
So I just buy a cola because I want to have a rest and I want to buy a car, buy the phone car, then have an internet, then
find
the hotel, something like this.
Sure.
But
yeah.
It's very difficult to find the. Oh, finally, I find a different, very difficult way, and then I find the shop by the telephone SIM card.
Okay, yeah.
So expensive.
Another expensive one.
Another expensive.
So now you're realizing.
$70.
$70? Shit.
$70 only for $60 or $70, but I don't know, I forget. Very expensive.
Yeah.
For that car.
So now this country is just sounding like it's expensive. Like they're not ripping you off. It's just expensive.
So I hated that time. I'm very hated the guy. Say it was $10 1 week.
Oh right, then that's so you based You based your journey to Lebanon on this guy.
Yeah, so, $10 1 week. Little but Paris.
Little Paris.
Small Paris. Forget it.
Sounds like a little Paris.
Wow. Yeah.
But I will say you are quite brave for going there, and like only based on this one thing, that $10 a week. I mean,
yeah.
No other knowledge of the country. I would call that like that's a cool thing to do. Not many people do that.
Yeah. But
not many people are like you. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I come just maybe just 3D. I leave. I think.
Sure.
Just leave 3D. I will definitely leave. Because I'm very disappointed. I'm no money go. I think if you go normal restaurant, like, even go normal restaurant is really, really expensive. So okay. I just buy the cup of noodle.
Yeah.
Even the cup of noodle is very expensive. Just a small, like the normal cup of noodle, about 20 RMB, 25.
Wow. So at that point, you're really missing India, I bet.
Yeah. And I find the very, I think a very lucky find the very cheap hotel, 300 yen cheap hotel in there.
Yeah.
Because it's a big discount. That only that night have the discount.
Yeah.
So I'm
did
lucky.
You have to leave the light on at night to keep the cockroaches away?
And so I just use the money. So okay, I will not eat. I just use the money find hotel. So I just go to the supermarket, buy the bread, because bread is okay.
Yeah.
You know, very the bad bread, I just eat bread and eat the, drink the water. The restaurant have water.
Ah, okay.
Hot water is free. Oh, I'm lucky. And I eat the cup of noodle.
Bread, noodles, and water.
Yeah.
For 3 days?
No, 3 days. That day, I just, yeah. Only 1 day I stay in there. I stayed at the hotel because I'm no place can do so. I just pay the money in the hotel. I just stayed 1 night because they have the free breakfast around.
Uh-huh.
Oh, surprise! They have the 300 have the breakfast around. I'm so very lucky. So I waiting about 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
I go eat a breakfast because if I eat that breakfast, I will save lunch.
Oh, you went to breakfast as late as possible.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to buy lunch.
I eat many.
Yeah.
And I take a coffee. I take the egg with me.
Stuff it in your pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found not only one, another have some girls like this.
Yeah.
It goes very later.
You're not the first one to have that idea.
Yeah.
We'll put it like that.
Yeah. It's very late to go eat the breakfast. Then I can take something for lunch.
Sure.
The breakfast lunch together is for free.
You got to be careful walking around after that, though. The dogs will come after you, barking and
smell the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I try and find a hotel. All the hotels very expensive, and they also have the hostel. Hostel is okay, $20 one day.
Okay,
it's okay, and I find another way. Airbnb.
Airbnb.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. Okay. I find that it's still me.
Okay.
Then in the Airbnb, I find the people, they're leaving the local people home.
Uh-huh.
1 day is $20. It's not a very expensive. And I have a, they have some, many, about 4 or 5 the host and the some another country, the people also living there.
Okay.
And I also come there. I moved there. And they have the full kitchen, they have the shower, and the room is very nice.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, everything. Oh, I live in there.
So,
and the people is also very nice. I just,
that's good.
Christmas, I live with them.
That's good. So they didn't try to like take you to the hospital
I'm
or anything.
Very, very, very lucky, I think. Then I found them, and they treated me very well.
So Airbnb gets a good endorsement.
I've
shamed many businesses in this podcast, but Airbnb is still good.
Yeah, all very, right. Very good.
Have you used Couchsurfing ever?
Couchsurfing, no.
Oh, I'll have to show you later. I use that a lot.
Yeah, I also have this, but that time I think maybe I only think the Airbnb. I think that maybe it's good.
Okay.
And I'm lucky and... every day, I'm not go to the restaurant, it's too expensive. I go to the supermarket and the local market, buy the discount thing and buy something. I cook by myself. Then I learn Lebanese. We change it. I teach them how to cook China food. They teach me cook cook the Lebanese food.
That's good. Yeah. So, and, so you did a little bit in the country.
Yeah, and I make the friends and all the culture.
Good, good.
And
it would be a shame if you went there and all you did was fuss about money.
Yeah. You should be very aware.
Good, good. Okay.
And in the Lebanon, I still do the business.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Even if it's very expensive, I will not give up.
Right. Well, you need to make money.
Yeah. Yeah, I made money. And in the Lebanon, it's called small Paris because they have made a luxury shop.
Mm-hmm.
Like the very luxury, like the watch, okay. Watch and Dior or something. Very the luxury,
okay.
Expensive the shop. So, but it's cheaper than China. So I help people buy the bag, Chanel bag, buy the watch.
Yeah.
I make money.
Sounds awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Every day I just because from that my way to the downtown, maybe it's. 30 minutes to the downtown and no money to get taxi every day, just walk.
Oh, from your Airbnb?
Walk to downtown, okay. Buy something, and walk to back.
Oh, okay.
And go to the bar market, buy some stuff, and eat to cook.
So it sounds like you did most of your time actually just shopping and fussing about money.
And also travel, walk around. I'm just nothing to do, just walk around and...
That is a good way to explore a city, walk mm-hmm. around.
Yeah. And actually, I talk with the local people, ask why your country is so expensive, why? Mm. Because, why it's so expensive? They say, actually, they are very poor.
Huh.
He say because every month they only have the 5,000 yuan, like
$800.
$800 for their jewelry.
That's what they're making?
Yeah.
And they're driving around in Ferraris and stuff and
yeah,
eating at these nice restaurants? Huh.
Yeah, they just they say 800 yuan for them. And they say my sister go the government, this is no present.
Hmm.
The Lebanon no president and the government is very no good, and they say, because they have many the Shulia.
I don't know this.
Shulia.
That's a Chinese word.
No. It's a China word. It's another country. Every day have war. Every day.
Syria.
Yeah. Shulia, the people come to the Lebanon.
Oh, refugees from Syria.
No, including I live in the place they have the Shulia, the guy that live with us, and the guy is very nice, and he's building the house.
A house?
Building the house, you know, write the paper, building the house, painting the house, designer,
okay. Architect.
Yeah, yes. Ah. He have a very good job in the city, but they have war, so he have to leave and leave that place. They have no money and no work. Cannot find a work. Even the Lebanon people, they are very difficult to find a work.
Mm.
Yeah, because they say the government are very bad because they say, oh, my sister and go the market, go some place work, but they still cannot get the money.
Okay.
They don't pay.
Mm.
They don't pay. They cannot get it paid.
Wow, it's sad that all these refugees have spilled over and the situation in Syria it's horrible.
Yeah, and you can see that people, this only the some people, you can pay their money. Mm. A lot of people is very, very poor. Mm. Including I thought like this. Not everyone is rich. Some people are rich, but most of people is very poor.
Okay, so you learned that underneath the veneer of your first impression of the country, it actually is a poor place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the Syria, I go some the place is in the Lebanon, I go some place and I see the buildings maybe 2 or 3 thousand years ago building or mm-hmm. some I don't know that.
Which one is in Lebanon? Which big ruin is it? Palmyra?
I don't know.
I'll have to look that up. I think they have one or two. Really big famous ruins.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name, Shani?
Oh.
Well, we can look it up later.
Yeah. This is okay. very big building, many years ago, the building. Uh-huh. I just see, but there leave the city only 20 kilogram, very near the city.
Oh, 20 kilometers from the border?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that there have something is very strange. And I go that place and I watch the stuff, and then because I'm not take too much, I cannot back.
Okay.
Not enough money?
Yeah, no money. I don't take enough.
You couldn't get back to the city after seeing this?
Mm, yeah.
Oh no.
Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I go there, and I'm not sure that it's so far, very very far. You know, it's very near the Syria, so you know that place is very, very far from even the Beirut, the capital.
Beirut, yeah.
Yeah, Beirut. So I just I took the bus. I thought maybe it's 1 hour, mm-hmm. 2 hour, many hour. When I'm arriving there, maybe it's 4 or 5 o'clock.
In the afternoon.
Afternoon.
Already.
Yeah.
And you just got there.
Wow. Yeah, and I found I'm no money back because I go because my card in the Beirut can use my card, it's okay, but when I goes that place, that ATM have problem. I cannot get the money.
Okay.
Yeah, because
no money and no ability to get more money.
Yeah, because they have some problem. Many the Syria the people from the Syria run to there, and they take money, take many money from the ATM. ATM always no money.
Empty.
Mm.
Yeah, many people around the ATM, the Syria people around the ATM and the bank, they just get many money. Like money.
Okay, so they're desperate. They're withdrawing their life savings and just trying to liquidate all their assets because they're fleeing their homes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the night. So I have to know ways. So I have to find it because I cannot back. So mm-hmm. I have to find the ways to sleep. So I find a hotel.
Oh, you're like stranded there then. Huh.
Yeah, I find the hotel.
Yeah.
And that hotel is not very expensive. It's $25.
Okay.
The one night, because this place is very small place. So I find the one hotel, $25, but I don't have money.
Right.
So I just contact with my Airbnb,
the host,
and he just helped me at trend some $50 to that people. So I get pay them the hotel $25. I have another $25, and that is okay. In the day, the street, many people, many the soldier.
Wow.
Many soldiers have the gun or something. It looks very dangerous.
Yeah,
for sure.
But in the night, it's always, I'm just never forget a night in there. About 6 or 7, 6:30 or some 6, 7 at time, the time is dark.
Yeah.
And I go out, eat something, and find a restaurant. All the street is empty.
Hmm.
All the shop is closing. It's like the ghost city.
Oh.
No one.
And you were walking around?
Yeah, I become hungry. I found one the hamburger shop. They will be all will be closed. So I just buy a hamburger. Just run around back my hotel because so scary.
There's
nobody in the only 7 o'clock. No people in the street. No one people.
That is creepy.
Yeah, it's very very scary in there.
But you have experience walking through graveyards at night with a candle.
Yes, it's a child.
So, yes.
But this is different. This is no one. All the shop, the street is the closed, and you can imagine it's in the days, many people, it's crowded and noisy, and just a few hours, and all the people disappear, all the things disappear, it's like this. Mm. And
that's not a good sign. I've been to a few places like that myself, and it's creepy. Once the sun goes down, crime goes up, and everyone gets out.
Then another morning, I just very quickly back the
baby. For sure, yeah.
Yeah, then I read the news. In that they have they just bombed the bus.
A bus?
Bus. They have the bus
they
just
bombed.
They have the
where?
In that place.
In that town? Right when you left or right after you left?
The night before, yeah.
I back then I read the news, the town, the biggest the person.
The leader
just died.
Oh, Carl.
Oh, they
like
assassination.
They threw something in the bus, in the car.
In the car. Yeah, okay. So they assassinated the mayor or someone, the leader of the town.
Right. Wow. That's crazy.
Many of the Lebanon people just in that place, very, Lebanon people and Syria people and just like this.
Wow.
Don't give this podcast to your parents.
No, I will never tell them.
It's really entertaining and interesting for me to hear, but there's some people who should not hear it. Well, we've been talking for a long time. Yeah, and I've really enjoyed this. You have done a lot of interesting and cool things in your young age. Let's hear about, just before we stop, you came back eventually to China. And that was really recently, right? When did you come back?
Oh, I came back a few days ago.
Oh, just a few days ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I met Arthur here at the hostel in Shashi, where I've been staying for a while. Arthur, did you go to meet her somewhere?
Oh, no. She came back and went to Guangzhou and then had to try to get here to Shashi in peak travel period
for Chinese
holiday.
New Year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she had another ordeal getting from Guangzhou to here.
More stories.
Multiple buses and an untrustworthy guy. And but she made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another story.
Another story, but at least... Was it really nice to be back in your own country?
Yeah.
Where you kind of understand the culture and
know
what's happening. Yeah. So what are your plans now?
Plan now, first back to my hometown and meet the parents, have the New Year then.
Okay, tomorrow is New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So second last day of the year for China.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. And next year's Year of the Rooster? Is that right? The chicken?
Yeah, chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, rooster.
So
it's mine.
Yes.
That's her year.
Oh, that's your year.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So what are your plans then for the Year of the Rooster?
The first I think I will back to Thailand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm the tour guide in Thailand.
More of that? Tour guiding and business?
Tour guide and business in Thailand. And I also were learning English. I want to get a pass a GRE.
Oh, cool.
GRE because I have a dream. I'm in the university. I have a dream. I want the WHVA working holiday visa in the Australia, the New Zealand.
Ah, right. I think you can do that until you're like 30 or something.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yes, I want to ready now. I'm ready now.
Yeah, I think you are. After all that, those countries will be a breeze.
Yeah.
No problem. I mean, I will say Australia is quite expensive, but if you're working there, you'll be making good money too.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like a great plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And diving.
Oh, and scuba diving too. Oh, I forgot.
Which she learned in Egypt after Lebanon.
Oh, we didn't even do that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll have to save that for later.
Yeah, and learning the I'm keep diving.
And Australia is a good spot for that for sure.
Yeah, Australia has the
Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah. Yes. I want to do. Yeah.
Okay, sounds exciting.
Yeah.
All right, now do you have a blog or a website that we can promote a little bit?
Oh, I have the WeChat.
Oh, WeChat. Okay, and maybe you can give me like your business website or something. I can put up a link for you or a way for people to get in touch, especially.
I only have the WeChat.
Oh, only WeChat. Oh, well, that's true. You just told me you did all this stuff on WeChat.
Yeah.
That's how amazing WeChat is, folks. I go home and I'm like, what is all this primitive garbage, all these apps? They're like, how do you befriend someone? Like, you have to like know their name to make friends with them. And WeChat does it all for you. It's like, takes over your brain. So that's a good endorsement for WeChat. All right.
Yep.
Well, then, let's end it there. Thanks, guys, for coming on again. And Xiaoni, what an amazing story.
Yeah.
And I look forward to hearing more from you. We'll have to keep in touch.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. For more information, you can visit my website, 1000daysbetween.com. That's the number 1000daysbetween.com. From there, you can sign up to get updates from this podcast delivered directly to your inbox. Remember, the Around the World podcast is all about meeting ordinary people who have done extraordinary things. Thanks for listening.